Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of of the Healthy Explosion Show. I have no idea what happened this morning to our introductory song. My name is Martina De Goot, and joining me today is Kimberly Britt, my co-host. We are actually calling from rainy Atlanta this morning. You could probably hear the rain in the background, but it's a very, very rainy morning. It's Saturday morning, nice sleeping weather. Kimberly, we're going to really have to work hard to stay awake this morning.
We will. No, I'm excited about today's show. We'll be good.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a blast. I am your host, Martina De Goot, and of course, Kimberly is my co-host. How are you this wonderful morning?
I'm doing well. You know, it was like you said, a little dark, a little dreary waking up, but now we're ready to go.
Good to go. And I know you are excited about today's show as I am. Just a little bit about our background. Kimberly is working on her master's in nutrition science, which complements not only my background. I'm a certified nutrition and wellness practitioner and also working towards a doctorate in natural medicine. And so together with our expert guests, we bring you the very best in holistic health and wellness. This show is actually a follow-up to Tuesday's show on estrogen dominance with our special guest, bioidentical hormone expert, Dr. Michael Platt of Platt Wellness. Dr. Platt has 20 years' experience in bioidentical hormone, and bioidentical hormones are natural hormones that are identical to our body's hormones. They are plant-based, generally made from yams and soy. Now, his book, The Miracle of Bioidentical Hormones, is an awesome book. The title is How I Lost My Fatigue, Hot Flashes, ADHD, ADD, Fibromyalgia, PMS, Osteoporosis, Weight, Anger, Migraines, etc. So it's truly an awesome book. And just to correct myself, the book title is The Miracle of Bioidentical Hormones. And everything else that I mentioned after that are actually subtitles. This book is an excellent source of information. Now, Dr. Platt, unfortunately, was not able to join us today on the show. We had some tremendous technical problems on Tuesday. The show is actually in the archives, but if you do decide to listen to it, you'll notice there's a lot of interference. And so we wanted to bring you this episode to basically clear up and add to any confusions from Tuesday's show, which I'm sure you will hear because there are gaps in the actual conversation. Now, I want to highlight the fact that the topics that we discuss on our show is not intended as a substitute for regular medical care. So always consult your physician or healthcare provider before making changes to your diet or exercise routine. In other words, don't go and just get off of your medications because you usually need to be released from that. So you really want to check with your doctor before making any changes. Kimberly, we are going to be talking about estrogen this morning, estrogen dominance and the wonders of progesterone. Isn't that awesome? Oh, boy. Kimberly?
Hi, hello?
Hi. Oh, could you hear me? There was a just a blank space. I was talking, but
not sure what happened there. But I could hear you. I think it's something estrogen. You know, it's really not as talked about within the health and wellness community. A lot of doctors seem to not even be as educated as they could be on the subject. So it's really important that I think we're covering this information this morning.
Most definitely. Now, just to explain estrogen, or I guess define estrogen. Estrogen and there are three types, are naturally occurring steroidal hormones responsible for female reproductive system development and maintenance. Now, estrogen is one of the most important hormones in a woman's body. However, it's also found in men. Men and women happen to have the same hormones. The difference is that some hormones, such as estrogen, is more prevalent in women than men, and testosterone is more abundant in men, but also found in women. Estrogen is found mainly in the ovaries and also in the adrenal glands. Now, if estrogen is such an important hormone, why is it so dangerous? Good question, right? Well, estrogen causes women to experience menstrual cramps, PMS, breast tenderness, and nausea when we are pregnant. Estrogen is lipogenic, which means that it creates fat around the hips. And I wanted to accentuate lipogenic because, you know, there's a lot of us, and I know at one point I had that problem, had fat around the hips, thighs, and buttocks. And it also is the cause of cellulite. But that's not all. There are three different major occurring estrogen that's found in women. And these are estrone, E-S-T-R-O-N-E, which is, they call it the middle one. And then you have estradiol, which is, and that's spelled E-S-T-R-A-D-I-O-L, which is the strongest and one of the most closely correlated with cancer. And Dr. Platt, when he was here on Tuesday, stressed that people should understand that estrogen is known to cause six different types of cancer in women and at least one or two types of cancer in men, especially prostate cancer. Now, estroil, and that's spelled E-S-T-R-O-I-L, is the weakest estrogen. And it's he also mentioned that the only estrogen that does not cause cancer. It's even been used to treat breast cancer. And it's the only type that actually is used to treat or is effective on treating vaginal dryness. Now, what is estrogen dominance? Kimberly, we need it, but we have to be careful.
Right.
So, estrogen dominance is when the and this is Dr. Platt's explanation, and also I recommend getting his book, which you can actually find. I think he mentioned throughout Amazon and also had on his website PlattWellness.com, and Platt is spelled P-L-A-T-T. Now, he said that it is when women do not have enough progesterone hormones and the body produces excess estrogen. And he also mentioned that progesterone balances out estrogen. And anytime you're in a situation where you have more estrogen and not enough progesterone, then you're going to have estrogen dominance. And as I mentioned before, the strongest of the estrogen hormones is the estradiol, and that's the one that is known to cause different types of cancer. Wow. That's a mouthful, would you say, Kimberly?
It is.
Now, one thing I want to note is that, you know, there's so much that we really don't know that we really need to understand about our bodies. And so many things are misdiagnosed, so many symptoms are misdiagnosed, and some of the cures could be very, very, very simple. Migraine headaches is one of the symptoms associated with estrogen dominance. And I know, Kimberly, have you suffered at all? Have you had migraine headaches in the past?
I have, yeah, especially in relation to my menstrual cycle at different times of the month. I notice I definitely get headaches and some other symptoms that I actually didn't have prior to using estrogen-dominant birth control pills. So it was really interesting.
Yeah. want to mention, I also mentioned this on the Tuesday show, it's that I think maybe I was 7 or 8 years old, I started to get these violent, violent attacks of migraine, headaches, and didn't know what they were. I just knew that they would come on, and, you know, migraine, sometimes you see this speck of dust, like, passing through your across your eyes, and it's usually because of the pounding that's occurring. And, you know, as a child, you don't really understand. And so the headaches continued and continued and continued. And even there were times when I had to stay home from school just because I had an attack of migraine headaches. And then, you know, it's very easy for your parents to think, well, oh, maybe she's just trying to stay home. But I wasn't that type of a child because I love school. But, yeah, I suffered a lot with migraine headaches. And what I noticed was it continued like throughout my teenage years, and it's after having when I got pregnant with my son, I noticed, and of course you don't think about it at that time, but once the morning sickness passed, I didn't have any more migraine headaches, and I haven't really had migraine headaches since. Now, one of the interesting things is that when a woman is pregnant, especially in the second and third trimester, her body produces a lot of progesterone. That's very interesting. But see, you know, the doctors, you know, unless they're specialists in hormonal treatment, they're not going to understand all of this because it's not a part of the regular medical studies. You really have to specialize in hormonal effects. And even an endocrinologist who studies more about hormones a lot of time miss this fact because it's something that is more focused in the holistic and natural medicine area because we look for natural ways of eliminating the problems rather than trying to fix or with medication. So we go back to the foundation, the cause, the root, and the best way to do that is to actually study the human body. And it can be intimidating, but actually studying about your body, you know, our body, knowing what works for us, because everyone is different. Even if you have triplets, twins, each child is going to be different. We all have different DNA, so that's something we really, really have to, you know, be careful with, and make sure that we become educated in, you know, the workings of our bodies, and knowledge is power. And this is the reason why we're doing this show, right, Kimberly?
It's true.
You know. It's to bring awareness and just really educate you on, you know, on health and wellness. And I guess you heard my cell phone going off. Shame on me. shame on me. Okay. All right. Kimberly, jump right in. That just caught me off guard.
Sure. Yeah. So we're talking about estrogen, and we've been talking about things like birth control pills and other hormonal therapies, or just you can actually be born estrogen dominant, like we've kind of talked about.
Yeah.
But with a history in nutrition myself, I've been shocked to learn over the past few years that the foods and environmental factors we're exposed to actually can cause estrogen dominance, and it's one of the reasons men today are experiencing a lot of problems with low testosterone. And, you know, it's just kind of a huge problem. So I kind of want to talk a little bit about that, that there are foods we know for sure can cause estrogen dominance. And I think kind of the biggest one that comes to mind, the biggest red flag, is soy. And I'm talking non-genetically modified soy, as you can find it. It's harder to find these days. So it's just regular soy in its natural form has been proven to be really estrogen stimulating within the body. And I don't think scientists know exactly why this is, but increased soy intake has been linked to breast cancer, and it's been linked to even feminization of men. So it's something to look out for. Something else that really has struck my attention is pesticides on our fruits and vegetables.
True.
There's something that exists called phytoestrogens and xenoestrogens. They kind of exist in these pesticides, and they mimic estrogen within the body, so that when you're consuming foods that have, you know, these chemicals interlaced with them, it's almost as if you were taking an estrogen pill, because it's affecting your body the same way. And it's one of the reasons we're seeing girls and boys as early as 7 and 8 years old growing facial hair, girls getting menstrual periods way earlier than they would have been, because their bodies are reacting to this kind of overwhelming hormonal dose very early in life. And it's through foods, and it's through even plastics. We're finding that, you know, exposure to plastics within our environment, whether you're drinking enough plastic water bottles, or you're somebody that uses a lot of Ziploc bags, for example, that's been proven to cause estrogen dominance in some individuals. So it's really a far-reaching issue, and there's a lot more research that needs to be done, certainly, but I think there's a lot of information that we do know that's not being talked about as much in
True.
Terms of this, the everyday situation that can cause this problem.
You know, just to piggyback on what you said, I've been on a wellness journey myself for about 11 years now, serious wellness journey because of previous health issues and having to make changes. Now, I had terrible digestive issues at the time, not to mention obesity and quite a few other things. And now I'm just thinking back at it, I was never tested for estrogen dominance. So that it was probably more than likely, I think probably 99%, a huge factor in, you know, my overall health, because I was feeling fatigued and so many other things. Anyhow, when I made the change, I got off of all meats because of my digestive system not being able to digest meat at the time. And so I actually went to plant-based, and the plant-based food that I started on was soy. However, doing research and so forth, I stayed away from the genetically modified version of
mm-hmm.
soy, because that's very important as well. There's so many products now that
mm-hmm.
are made from soy. But I noticed it gave me a lot. You know, I had increased energy, which I know that was also due to just making the changes in my eating lifestyle. But Kimberly, my God, the energy, you know, it's amazing when you make changes how your body just goes zoom. Anyway, I was known as the soy queen. I mean, I stayed on soy, you know, because that's the only way I could get my protein. I needed protein.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I lost weight, more energy. And I even wrote my first book focused totally on soy, the benefits of soy, because it was very beneficial to me at that time.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't realize, you know, and I mean, I heard, you know, I read about the negative things of soy, but it was benefiting me so much that I never really connected it to estrogen dominance, because you're always taught that you need estrogen. You know, women
mm-hmm.
are getting, you know, you're getting up in age. And even sometimes they'll say women in their 20s or 30s, you know, your hormones may be slowing down, you need more estrogen. So we keep getting pumped with estrogen, where estrogen dominance could be the key all along. And we need to balance those hormones so we're not getting, you know, enough progesterone hormones. So anyhow, it was maybe over the last 4 years, no, close to 4 years ago, after having a severe issue with my immune system, my naturopath doctor asked me, says, "What do you get? What source of protein are you taking?" I said, "Well, I use soy." He says, "He says the excess estrogen is actually causing your thyroid to become imbalanced." And I was so devastated, because I love tofu and I loved, you know, eating soy products. And so I, you know, I was just so disappointed. And I went away from it for a while, and I noticed my thyroid hormones balanced out. And then I said, oh, okay, let me try it again, because, you know, you really want to continue on because it's been so beneficial. So now I really do not ingest, you know, soy at all for that particular reason. Now, I'm not saying that you can't have soy, but I think that we need to really monitor our hormone imbalances. And if you notice that you're estrogen dominant, then that means you need more progesterone. So that's really good. And you mentioned something else, which was really interesting about the plastics, because how many water bottles are in how many water is in actual plastic bottles?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. That's pretty much, you rarely see a glass bottle with water.
It's true. And it's more expensive if you do find it, yeah.
Yes, it is. So what I've done in that respect is to actually, I know it's difficult, but I have the alkaline water. We have, you know, a machine that makes alkaline water. So I've actually taken one of the glass bottles that, the rare glass bottles that you find, water bottles, and so I just keep reusing it. But really trying to, you know, stay away from plastic water bottles. And when you're out, Kimberly, let's face it, and you need water, it's difficult, you know, not to get a bottle with water. But, so that was really, you know, really, really interesting. And the foods, you know, there's so much that the food contain, especially if it's not organically grown. And as you mentioned, you know, with the meats, you know, they're being pumped full of this synthetic type of hormone, which is going to further cause problems within our system.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You know, and, oh, gosh. So just to kind of piggyback for a moment, we know that estrogen, there are three different types of estrogen hormones, and the strongest is estradiol. And again, I just want to repeat that, estradiol. And this is the one that's most closely related to cancer. And so you may not be able to find out whether or not you're estrogen dominant by going to your traditional doctor or your primary care doctor. You're probably going to have to seek out a specialist in order to, you know, to determine that. Now, because progesterone is so progesterone is so natural, you can actually, as Dr. Platt was mentioning on Tuesday, you can actually get progesterone cream non-prescription. So it's available. However, I do want to caution you now, be careful. Don't just walk into a store and pick up progesterone cream, because some of them are synthetically laced with other additives which could also be harmful. So the best way would be actually to seek out, you know, a doctor that specializes in that. Now, I know Dr. Platt, you know, I refer back to him because this was the original show from Tuesday, and so I really want to bring you his information and how he actually added to the show on Tuesday by, you know, giving us some just great information. If you want to reach Dr. Platt, I know he sees patients via Skype, and he has over 20 years' experience in this area. And also, get a hold of his book. There are many different case studies in his book that, you know, allows us to relate, you know, to what may be going on with us. And I love books, Kimberly, that are written that way, because then you get a chance to actually hear someone's testimony and see how, right? And you know, then you can actually, you know, try to relate to some of the symptoms that you're having. And,
it may not be exactly the same, but it's important enough so that you want to check it out to make sure that you're not estrogen dominant. And as a matter of fact, Dr. Platt said that most people you'll find probably are estrogen dominant, even
right.
men. You know,
because
children,
so many things
babies.
Can cause it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like can be caused by so many things, but really, it's something that everyone of, and in both sexes and all age groups should be concerned with.
Exactly, and you know, it's interesting because when I was sharing with him about the migraine headaches, and he said to me, "I'm 99.99% sure you're estrogen dominant." So then I started to think back. I said, well, I wonder if my mom, he says, you are your mother's daughter. And he said, it's, you know, if, because, you know, whatever is the mother has at that particular time while she's carrying the child, you know, passes on.
Right.
And then he said, well, you're so, you know, so he says that it's, you really need to start utilizing some progesterone cream, and he gave an example of there was a small child that was suffering with terrible headaches. Oh, and ADHD also, which is oh my God, this how many not just children but adults do we know that have ADHD?
It's growing every day. Yeah,
it's growing. You know. And so he said that one of, and these are case studies in his book. So when you get the book, you'll be able to, you know, just read and follow along with this great information. But he mentioned that there was, I think that the child was 6 years old and the mother contacted him because, you know, usually at that age, and you know, children that have ADHD, they can't step still, that, you know, difficulty learning. Just
right.
So many things going on. And he said, well, you know, they did the test and they realized that he was estrogen dominant. That's just a little six-year-old boy. And so he, you know, he says, cream, the progesterone cream, just put a little on the forehead. Voila! He said in no time, like he spoke to her like 2-3 weeks later, and it was the child was completely different. Was like,
wow!
You know, it's like, and I was just so fascinated by that, you know.
Wow.
And so that's one example. Another example, he said it's good for people with asthma. Can you believe that?
Really? What, do you know why?
Because you know, asthma, it's, well, you know, estrogen dominance, it affects so many different things. It causes imbalance in the system.
Uh-huh.
But he says that asthma is due to, a lot of times, you know, the body, too, not probably getting enough oxygen and diet, really, a lot of the foods. You know, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times, let me mention this, give you a good example. When I started my wellness journey, My daughter was diagnosed as having asthma, and I said no, because she was fine before. She would, and when I changed my eating lifestyle, I also changed hers, and it disappeared.
Wow.
You know,
the
doctor just said, well, we missed. And she was also diagnosed with ADHD. Now, it didn't give her progesterone because I didn't really know about it at that time. But the diet changed. And again, you know, because we were eating foods that had those synthetic hormones, you know, had
uh-huh.
made the change. And the diet is diet in a child that has, or anyone that has ADHD, I think that it starts there. Make those changes. And then also check for, to see whether or not, you know, the person has estrogen dominance.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really awesome. And this is a real live example that I experienced maybe about a month ago. Someone referred someone that they knew to me because they weren't able to locate the doctor that normally, you know, give, you know, they're able to get the progesterone cream from. And
uh-huh.
I spoke to her, and she said to me, she said, you know, I think my doctor may be away, but I haven't been able to locate her, and I'm out of progesterone cream. And she says, I started to feel, you know, she said, I feel different. And so I asked her, I said, so how has progesterone cream? She said, oh, my God, it allows me to, she said, I sleep great at night. Before I was having trouble sleeping. I was very fatigued. So she was actually testifying about the benefit of using the progesterone cream. And so I said, I've got to get some of this progesterone cream, you know.
I got to get me some of that.
Yeah, right. It's that's awesome. But again, you know, there are just so many examples where we need to just take, as I said, take the bull by the horn, and mm-hmm. and start making some real changes. It's gonna make a huge difference. And again, I keep referring to Dr. Platt's book, The Miracle of Bioidentical Hormones, because I love how the book actually is structured. There's so many different case studies of, you know, where former patients have actually highlighted what the problems they were having before, and then since
improved.
Right, since going on to progesterone cream, how that has made such a huge difference. Also, how many men do we know now with prostate cancer?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so prevalent. I mentioned how many men, because my father a couple
Your
of
own
years
father,
ago,
yeah.
you know, passed away with prostate cancer. And, I mean, from the effects of prostate cancer. But all the time that he was going through this and getting all these different tests done, they never checked hormones. I cannot recall them ever checking, you know, to see whether he was estrogen dominant. So, you know, it makes me wonder now what would have happened. And Dr. Platt actually shared a compelling testimony, a story about his mother. His mother died from breast cancer. And that's one of the things that, really pushed him into studying bioidentical hormones. And then when he realized, you know, all the synthetic, because they were giving his mother, synthetic estrogen. And if, you know, when the breast cancer developed, no one checked to see whether or not she was estrogen dominant, you know, and she finally died from that. And now we don't know what would have happened, but the thing is this, that if the bad estrogen if the bad estrogen can actually cause 6 different types of cancers in women, we have to really be careful. Now, Kimberly, you and I actually mentioned earlier this morning about PMS and birth control
yeah.
pills. You know, and Dr. Platt also mentioned that birth control pills usually have some of them, he says, have a form of progesterone, but it's synthetic.
Uh-huh.
And
so it's not giving you the full effect. Like
exactly.
From a plant-based source. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. You know, and so we have to really be careful. And birth control pills, you know, because I remember in the past, even, you know, doctors will give you birth control pills to try to balance out your hormones.
They will.
But, you know, they do. And sometimes, you know, young girls are getting them from a very early age.
Very
you know,
early.
They start getting that. Yeah, it has nothing to do with, you know, protection against pregnancy, but more to balance the hormones. Because I remember the doctor telling me that years and years ago. And they actually, you know, prescribed that, and it wasn't for to prevent pregnancy. It was to help to balance you know, they said, well, maybe we'll do this to help you. Because I used to have horrible, horrible cramps,
mm-hmm.
you know, PMS. I mean, PMS, it was horrible. It really was horrible. And, you know, so they used to, you know, they prescribe naproxen was one of them, you know, to help during, you know, those chronic periods where you're having so much pain.
Yeah.
And which there was, I found out later, because I was on naproxen for quite a while to you know, aid in relieving pain from menstrual cramps. And that was actually very harmful. It had harmful side effects. Again, had I gotten a little progesterone cream, especially during that time, it would have helped.
Yeah, and just to kind of piggyback on what you said, I know a lot of girls in my generation were given the birth control pill as a means of dealing with acne when they were kind of going through puberty and then teenhood. It was kind of suggested as a way of dealing with kind of these normal problems that I think we all kind of just go through, growing pains. And
mm-hmm.
it causes more harm than good, because if you're on the pill that early in life, you don't really get a sense of how your body is supposed to work and how it's supposed to feel. And then you go into adulthood and you might be sexually active and you need the pill anyways. And that can lead to someone being on the pill for a decade of their early life. And,
yes.
you know, it's not the best way.
No, it's not. And this is where, again, I keep going back to the fact that we really need education. Knowledge
right.
is power. And Dr. Platt stressed that so much. And we have had other doctors on the show. Dr. Kyle Fogel, for one, he also specializes in hormones. You know, we had a couple of shows on adrenal glands. And again, we all agree, education. Now, this is a nice segue into the fact that with going through everything that I had gone through over the years with health issues and so forth, and once really, you know, getting into and studying nutrition and, you know, actually now I'm, you know, that's a part of my profession, I actually created a program, and this program covers everything from brain health to reflexology, and the program is geared towards really teaching you about your body, you know, how to eat the correct way, because a lot of times we eat and we're not really eating the correct way. You know, there's so many instances where I will sit now, and I'll tell you, it is just, sometimes it's difficult to watch, because go to a restaurant and you see people eating, they're eating and drinking at the same time. Well, that's not something we should do. And this is another show, because I really want to get into the issue of how to eat the correct way, because a lot of people do not. Even people who are practicing good health, you know, a healthy lifestyle, nutritionists may not really know how to combine the foods correctly. Again, but that's a very, very, deep topic, I should say. And it will take, you know, quite a while to explain. But anyhow, you know, we have to be careful how we eat. And this is just one bit of information. Do not eat and drink. Have you noticed when you go to the restaurant, what is the first thing they'll ask you? Kimberly?
Yeah, the first thing they ask, sorry, I'm not sure what's happening with my phone. It's the first thing they ask you is, what do you want to drink? And then even if you order, say, like a soda, they'll probably also bring you a gigantic water glasses. I don't know about you, Martina, but I've noticed the water glasses are just getting bigger and bigger. It's
yeah.
crazy. It is it's a small bathtub's amount of water that you're supposed to drink at your meal. It's crazy.
It really is. And so it actually encourages people to drink and eat at the same time.
Right.
And, which is not good. As a matter of fact, if you're going to a restaurant about 30 minutes or on your way, drink about 2 glasses of water. It's going to do several things. It's going to help to prevent you from eating, overeating, number one. Because it's going to, you know, it's the water now is the number is going to hydrate your body and make it ready for you not to overeat. That's a great way to, you know, kind of cut back on what you eat during, you know, during being out, you know, all these. Actually, all-you-can-eat buffets were actually just, I know it, the intent was good, but it just caused a lot more problems because, you know, food fall into different categories.
And I'm hearing a whole new show in the making here. This is a this is a wealth of knowledge that we need to cover this.
You know, and so foods fall into so many different categories, and you know everything has its right and proper place. Certain things we should not mix together, you know.
Right.
And so we wouldn't mix oil. In other words, we wouldn't put sugar in our gas tank because
right.
we know what would happen. Well, that's just, I guess, an extreme example. But there are so many things that we should not mix because our bodies are made up of different enzymes. And each enzyme is used to digest a certain type of food. And this keeps going over. Let's come back because I get really passionate about this. And usually whenever I lecture on food combining, people will not leave the room because they're completely perplexed. I've even caught doctors' attention and other nutritionists. So it's something that really, really needs to be addressed. And I
you
keep
certainly
migrating,
know a lot about it. Yeah.
You know, migrating about. And the thing is this now, a lot of this is actual, I could say, I was, and I don't like to use the word guinea pig, but I was a test subject. Because remember now, studying and going through something, it gives you two different perspectives. A lot of the details came from actually going through, along with the book knowledge or what you're taught. So this is how I ended up creating the program, Understanding Your Body. And it's very, very unique. And I'm happy to say it's been an accredited program recently. And we're really going to be moving forward in terms of, a complete university, a virtual university offering this program. And those who are, it doesn't matter what your profession, if you need CEUs or continuing educational credits, the program has been awarded for that. So I am very, very, very thankful for that and just really excited. It's the Understanding Your Body program. And if you want to know more information about the program, you can visit healthyexplosion.com, which is actually the nutritional training and coaching side of what it is that we do. And the Healthy Explosion show is actually a platform that was created to take some of the information and bring it out to the general public to let you know exactly, you know, the things that you're probably not going to be hearing, like food combining and all of these other good stuff.
About your hormones.
About the hormones, right? You know, and we have been very blessed, Kimberly, to have some really great experts that have come on the show. We just awesome wealth of information. And, this is why we're doing this. We are moving right along. Got a little away from estrogen dominance, but it all ties in together.
Right.
You know, because what we eat, we are what we eat. And sometimes we are what we don't. In other words, we didn't know about estrogen dominance, and there are people walking around trying to lose weight. Can you imagine that? Oh my gosh! Wow, this is major. Now I'm not saying it's going to work in all cases, but what I'm saying is that if this is something that's natural, it won't hurt.
Right.
You know, it's pure non-prescription formulas. It's, and again, be very, very careful. You have to make sure that you're getting, you know, pure estrogen, plant-based estrogen,
not synthetic estrogen.
You mean progesterone? Progesterone.
I'm sorry. Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's okay.
Oh. Oh. Cancel that. I am so. There is a good estrogen, of course, but really, people are low in estrogen. I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
Low in progesterone. Yeah.
Progesterone. Okay. Okay. Progesterone cream. Awesome. 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 And again, there are just so many benefits. Hot flashes.
Mm-hmm.
Women are going through hot flashes earlier and earlier. And again, it's
right.
Because hormones are not fully understood.
Mm-hmm.
There was a huge problem with fibroids. I suffered with fibroids. And this was all estrogen dominant base, and that's one of the reasons, because usually, when you have problems with fibroids, usually during your menstrual cycle, you're flowing heavy, terrible cramps, huge, huge, huge headaches in term. When I say headaches, I didn't have the migraine, but just, the headaches in terms of the discomfort and not being able to focus and function. And, one of the things Dr. Platt brought out last week was the fact that gynecologists know very little about hormones. And
wow.
They're the ones that are treating women.
That are handing out hormones.
Yeah. And oh my gosh. There's so
it's
many women that
scary.
Have had, it's scary. There's so many women that have had partial hysterectomies. And I'm one of them. And it was from all of this, the problems that started so long ago, and it got to the point where you're faced with, at the time, and this is, I think it's probably 15 years ago, you're faced with, either you do this or you won't be around. Because it was
yeah.
so bad. But nobody ever, and I'm really a little sad right now, because I'm just thinking, if I knew then what I know now, can you imagine how my life could have been different?
Mm-hmm.
It would have made huge, huge, huge difference. But I suffered so much. And there's so many women, young girls, that once you started your menstrual cycle, they said it's a fate worse than death. The pain is horrible. And there could be real issues that are not being dealt with. So if you have children, it doesn't matter. Yourself, it doesn't matter whether you're male or female, because another epidemic that we have now are men with prostate problems.
Yeah, and
that's
men with
also,
low testosterone. It's
right,
an epidemic.
With low testosterone. The fertility clinics are booming because, again, women can't conceive. Even the men are not
right.
able to father children. But again, it starts first with good nutritious meal, having good quality food to eat. That's so important.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
also understanding how your body functions. Now, just this bit of information that we have shared should give everyone just the excitement and just want to go and check this out for themselves, I'm telling you. Can you imagine?
Right.
And the thing is this, that there's so many, and it's been proven, there's so many unnecessary hysterectomies. Now, in my case, because of what was going on with me, it was so bad that the doctor said, well, do you want to continue going through this, or it'd probably be easier. And then she said to me, well, I had one because I was tired of having these problems. come on. A lot of the traditional methods, if it doesn't work, let's get rid of it. Don't figure out what's wrong with it, but let's get rid of it. This has got to
right.
stop.
you know? And
it's
with
true.
All that we know now, it's true. With all that we know now about the different, like diabetes. Oh, another thing. Low progesterone also increases your blood insulin. You know,
really?
Yeah, there's so many things that are tied into this. So people with diabetes, okay, people that have, you know, they said men, especially once they reach a, nowadays they don't have to reach a certain age, but you know that the bare belly.
Mm-hmm.
They said a lot of, you know, I think again it's in, you know, Dr. Platt covered so much, but I believe he mentioned that there are times when. If the progesterone is low, it will cause men to have, you know, like obesity around the stomach area. Men with bare bellies? Check it out.
Yeah.
And this, it also, progesterone, in, you know, enhances your libido. So instead of taking these things to, you know, stimulants, get to the source of the problem. Find out what is going on with you, and then work on correcting it. Also, sign up and take a class, because this class has been so, is so unique that I'm asked by doctors to actually teach their patients this class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it covers everything. You know, it's like everything you ever want to know about your body in all in one place. And
Martina, I'm really... And not to get away from the class, but I just want to say something about insulin before we switch gears. I'm really floored that you mentioned that, because just this week I did some research for a class I'm taking on metabolic diseases, and it was the link that we're finding between PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome, and insulin resistance. And I think it ties greatly into the talk about estrogen and hormones, because it's all connected. You know, insulin's a hormone, and
right.
this, you know, I don't think it's any coincidence that the increase in obesity and obesity-related diseases is rising in correlation with this, with these hormonal problems. You know, it's something that we really need to talk about. And I know, just working with the nutrition field, I talk to so many individuals who are on low-calorie diets, seemingly eating healthy, you know, maybe not eating enough even, and they're still unable to lose weight. And it has to be hormones. There has to be something else at play. It's a bigger problem than I think we realize.
Yes, it is. And, you know, something just just really came across my mind. I started out many, many years ago in nursing. So I have nursing education, and also I have an extensive background in biology. But during that training, I never recall actually, they may mention hormones, but we never really got any in-depth, you know, information on hormones. It was more from, you know, the biological functioning of the body, you know, understanding how everything, you know, comes together from a scientific perspective, but not really getting into the, and I said the functional aspect, and I say scientific and functional because scientific is what we think based on certain tests and what we have proven, you know, what scientists have proven, but there is a functional aspect which, you know, it's now moving towards more integrated medicine, functional, because we have to address the functional issues. How and how does our body function? You know, so I'm glad you mentioned that, Kimberly. That's really awesome. We are winding down, and we have a few more moments left on the show. Again, I apologize. For some reason, our intro the music and information did not actually play. I do apologize for that. Any last words before we actually get off the air that you'd like to share?
Well, I mean, I can't believe how fast the show went by. I feel like we could talk about this subject all day. But, you know, I think that we're kind of just scraping the surface within the scientific community in terms of hormones and the far-reaching effect that they have within the body. And we've kind of given some tips and pointers maybe for the listeners to look at their own lives and their environments, maybe what they're eating, and to see kind of where they can make changes. But it's really up to you to take control of what's going in your body and what you're exposing yourself to, and educate yourself. We've mentioned that a lot of doctors, they're not as educated on this subject matter as maybe they could be. So if you're somebody who thinks that they need to get their hormones levels, checked, and they may need a progesterone cream or some counseling on the ways to use a cream and how and everything, find a naturopath in your area. Find we had Dr. Fogel on the show. We've had, our doctor last week, and we've had some experts. And find someone in your area, or at least call someone that you can talk to, because it's really important, and it could be affecting so many areas of your life that you may not even know. And if you were to go to a doctor for each symptom individually, you may be set up on tons of prescriptions just for each little symptom. And that happens so often today. And it could all just come back to your hormones, and it could be as simple as a cream, or it could be more complex than that. But just get started on your pursuit, because this is, take charge of your life and your existence, and that's what this show is really about.
Yes, so well said, Kimberly. You're absolutely right. And you mentioned prescription. At one time, I think I was on 10 different medications. I was always, you go to the doctor and you spend like 2 minutes or less. It feels like 2 minutes.
Right. It does. Exactly.
Right.
And you walk out with four prescriptions, and you're not... Yeah, you're not counseled on the potential side effects, and you're not counseled on, sometimes you are. I don't want to give, and say all doctors, but I mean, let's be honest. I think we've all experienced that kind of rush in the doctor's office. Just get what you need, get out, and it's not the best way.
True. See you next visit.
Yeah, exactly. Here's a prescription. See you next fall.
Yeah, I remember I was having all of these problems, including obesity now, because I was huge. And I went to the doctor and said, "Doctor, I feel so tired. I can hardly move. Oh, God." And I was explaining what was going on with me. And he was also obese. And he says, "I know what you mean." and then he handed me this 1,000 calorie salt-free diet, because my blood pressure was also high at that time as well. And he says, "Well, you need to get on the diet and lose some weight." Oh. And I looked at him, and I said, "Well, it's not so easy." He says, "I know what you mean." So, again, I got prescriptions, and
right.
Oh, my side hurts. Oh, muscle relaxer. Come on.
Exactly. It's like
It's
like they only know how to treat sickness. It's not
right.
necessarily about fostering good health and
exactly.
preventing sickness. It's about treating the symptoms of whatever's going on and just kind of getting you through each day, but certainly not the best way, and certainly not living your life to its full potential and health-wise. So it's
That's
so true.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And now remember, estrogen hormone is also found in the adrenal cortex, in the adrenal panel. And if anyone would like more information on adrenal health, we actually did a couple of shows on adrenal health. So just go to our archives and, just listen in.
Great show.
Some really great, great shows. As I said, we want to bring you the very best in holistic health. And we have just been blessed to have such awesome experts in the area of holistic health that have actually, taken the time to come and share the information with us and with you, our audience. So we are just, again, very, very thankful about that. And we thank you for joining us today. We are just have less than a minute to go. Kimberly, this was great. I think we did well. We it's just the two of us. It's rarely just the two of us. But I think this was good. And
yeah.
I look forward to another exciting show. We seem to be doing a lot of hormones, though, various types of hormones, whether it be adrenal glands, cortisol. And so I believe that this is
no coincidence, but it's very, very needed. And again, if you want to hear the very best in holistic health, then tune in weekly to the Healthy Explosion Show. Until next time, have a wonderful, wonderful remainder of your weekend. Kimberly, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we will see you next. Thank you. We'll see you next time on the Healthy Explosion Show. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into the Healthy Explosion Show, your best source for holistic health. Join us on Saturdays live at 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Visit HealthyExplosionShow.com for information about the show, listen to archive shows, read our online newsletter, visit the Marketplace section for holistic products and services, and advertise your products and services. Don't forget to follow Healthy Explosion Show on Twitter and Facebook.